Hey, it's 6 o'clock. It's time to begin our April business meeting at National Airport Authority. So, roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Secretary Scheifel is absent this evening. Treasurer Heath.
I'm here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
So, Director Scheifel is off on a FEMA assignment, if I'm not mistaken. So with that, public input. Going once, going twice. Okay. Minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of March 20, 2019. So that will be...
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second that.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Treasurer's report, please.
Okay, we're in month 9 of the fiscal year, March of 2019. Although it's been a series, continuing series of revenue shortfalls, not the least of which is some of the frustrations at revenue that we continue to get. So revenue is, for budget purposes, is short about $28,000. The good news is that the expenses are below budget by $38,000. So we have a $10,000 surplus at this point to various accounts. The largest of which is the marketing account, but I'm hoping to do something about that in the near future. We're going to be taking care of about $5,000 of that surplus later on with a proposed expenditure for some legal services. So, all in all, we're in pretty good shape. Nothing all that weird to report.
Okay. Folks have questions for David? Okay, so can I get a motion for approval of the March 2019 financial statements subject to audit?
Make a motion for the accept the 2019 financial statement pending audit.
Second that.
Okay. Any more discussion on that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Communications. I guess we have no communications from anyone this month to the NAA. And that brings us to the Tower Report. So, in March, it looks like the total number of ops is 5,574, and that's up 1,375 operations, so that's up 33% year over year, which is, you know, pretty cool. I dare say with the warmer weather coming up, we should see operations increase, into the summer.
They run out there like Logan the other day. They're pumping the center line up.
It took us a half hour this morning to cross the runway in the airport vehicles to go work on something on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just for note, for those that don't have the paperwork, 2018 over 17 was 26%. So we did a 33% this year over last year, which was a 26% over the previous year. So a lot of growth.
We're heading right track,
yeah. That's all good stuff. So, airport manager.
Okay. It's going to be a short and sweet one, believe it or not. Recent events, none. Upcoming events, the Groove and Seal Project, second coat of paint that was postponed until the spring. Nick and Danny will be talking about this tonight, so I can't even babble on about that. Nashua Airport Customer Appreciation Barbecue, the annual barbecue that we hold for our tenants, tentatively scheduled for Friday, June 14th between 3 to 5 p.m., posting that on the website, sending out e-blasts the coming months. Other items of interest, Terrafugia commenced testing at Nashua. I don't know if people have seen them out there. I had a chat with Phil Mater the other day. He goes, I don't even think anybody knows we're out there, because what we're doing with them is when they're, say, for instance, using 3-2, I have them down at the 1-4 Compass Rose or run-up area, and vice versa. I'm down the other end, so they're not in with the active run-ups, et cetera. Wes?
Did I correctly see that they have some kind of escort vehicle?
Yes.
And I noticed a Suburban.
Yeah, I have an escort vehicle. I've been out there with them some of the times when I can, and they have somebody up in the tower during the testing as well. So it's all pretty well coordinated, and it's all pre-planned. Everything they do, they'll send me an agenda.
Saw them last weekend.
Yeah.
The Pine Hill area.
So it's pretty neat. They've been doing some braking testing, but it's not a flying vehicle yet. It doesn't even have wings. So
it's like a driving vehicle either.
Real fast to take off. But anyways, the other item of interest is Nashua Airport Authority. We installed new window shades in the tower the other day. They were approximately, I believe, 10 years past due. And everybody in the tower is all happy because now they can see all of us when we're in our airplanes. And, that was a pretty hefty expense, actually. Came in at... What was the exact?
$4,700.
And they wanted like $700 for the installation with a local contractor, and we said no, I had Matt do it, and we saved $700 on the install, so that was good.
Chris, is there any initial feedback from Terrafugia as to, you know, how they like Nashua?
They're absolutely loving it. And I've had some text messages, phone conversations with Phil pretty much all the time. Not that he's written me a letter stating that everything's what they thought it was be, but they're very happy to be at Nashua.
You have any idea? West? I was going to ask you, do you have any idea as to how the upper management shakeup is going to affect that?
That was my question.
Yeah, I have the same question. It's not being discussed yet with me, apparently. But I'll be talking to Phil this week, and we'll be talking about it, and I'll let you know.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's it.
Okay.
Chris, anything new on the Collins CAF?
No, he said he would get back to me once they finalize the schedules.
Wes?
Since we're grilling Chris, I've noticed activity over at the college. Looked like through the years using the ball
games. I saw that too. I didn't know who it was using the field, but I saw him playing a game down there.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't know.
Nope. Were they leasing it to them, or just letting them use it?
Water.
Well, it's good to keep using it so it doesn't deteriorate.
I guess they're cutting the grass over there or something like that.
Yeah, well, they bought a lawn tractor last year.
Okay. So the only other activity I've seen at the college was like a month or so ago. It looked like the SWAT team was over one of the dorms doing something.
Yeah, they didn't inform us of that, but I was told the same thing. Look, like they were doing a training exercise.
And I noticed that the windows in that door are all boarded up now.
So. Maybe it wasn't a training exercise.
I got a little nervous when I was firing the door.
No, I saw them over there, and it's like, oh, just keep driving.
See something, say nothing.
I'd like to say one other thing, Carol. Actually, maybe a couple things. Yesterday, Matt came to me, Matt, the gentleman that works for me, Matt Barraby, and he told me that one of the guy wires had broken off of one of the obstruction lights. So we went out and assessed it and realized that it was about 50-plus feet up in the air where it attaches. And we weren't climbing that pole. The wind yesterday, if you looked up the top of the pole, it looked like it was moving like 15, 20 feet either way. So this yesterday afternoon I called the Park Rec Department, Mr. Nick Caggiano. He's the director of Park Rec, and he set me up with a gentleman, two guys this morning, with a bucket truck, and hauled the cable up, and they saved the day.
Ah, good.
So, big thank you to the Department of Parks and Recreation for helping us out with that.
Gail is administering four projects on behalf of the Airport Authority. Those are the master plan update, the runway urban seal, the snow removal and purchase, and most recently the phase two of pavement reconstruction and maintenance. Regarding the master plan, NHDOT has received the closeout report and final grant reimbursement request. One master plan report and CD and the signed ALP. They're processing documents and payment is forthcoming. The above mentioned documents have also been provided to the airport and FAA, and Matt specifically wanted me to thank the authority and those who dedicated their time to participate in the master plan committee meetings. Moving forward, I think this project can be removed from the agenda. Any questions on the master plan? The next project is the Groove and Seal. Phase one is complete. Phase two is currently in a stoppage. We have received verbal confirmation from DOT, again, that change order one has been approved. We have not received the hard copies to date, but we are proceeding with that verbal approval to coordinate the work. We are coordinating with Seal Coating, whose new name is
Indus.
They changed their name for some reason.
Let's go from something super intuitive to tell us who we are.
Can you spell that for us? What is it?
I-N-D-U-S.
Indus.
So they'll be returning sometime. We anticipate the second week in May. A kickoff meeting will be conducted. We sent around a calendar invite today for that. It's taking place on May 8th. And at that time, we'll discuss how to proceed with the remarketing. And we'll hopefully before then, but at the very least, get a start date from them at that. Yes,
Nick, is Cobo all lined up for this now?
Yes, we've received shop drawings for the proposed sign from Cobo. We approved them. Anything else we're still waiting on?
And the signs are ordered?
Just the foundation, that's it. And they're not going to be there at the same time as when they're painting. They're going to have to come at a later date because the sign is not available right away.
Okay.
It's on order.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that we're moving things in a concurrent fashion here so that, you know, we're not waiting for the urban seal to be done before we order the sign. Things should happen parallel. I just want to make sure that's going on.
The sign.
I don't want to wait until the seal's on it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to order a sign. Get on that line. We can do both together. And right. the other thing I want to make sure too is that the we talked about it last month about this meeting or this second week of May thing that there was going to be a meeting or some sort of consensus as to what happened. Number one, why did all this stuff come up? Mm-hmm. Number two, how is this going to be different in fixing it?
Correct. That is the meeting that's scheduled for May 8th.
Okay, that's on May 8th.
Correct.
So when is the actual work going to be done?
They anticipate the following
second week.
Okay, so the runway is going to be shut down the second week of May?
At this point, yes. Do we have solid dates on when it's
going to be? They just said around the 13th to the 15th. They have not a solid date.
We need to nail that down because we need to let our people know. We're inside of a month now, and people have got to reposition aircraft and all that stuff.
Well, I believe, Dave, since he's told us that second week of May, what we generally do, like we did last year, is I'll contact all the tenants, and we'll get it out on e-blast. It'll go up on our web page, and so this is the notification period right now.
Right, but this is going to be the second week of May. How many days is it? I guess
another one inside of a month, we start really nailing that, those dates down.
Sounds like right now it's the second week, 13 to 15.
I mean, I'll let Nick speak to it, but I know that last year it all hinges on the weather. And we can plan it all we want, but if the weather doesn't cooperate that week, it gets put off. And we tell people that in the notification as well.
I get that.
Okay.
The manufacturer and the application people are all on the same page and they're all understanding what has to be done so it doesn't have to come to worry about this next year.
Yep, and to answer your question, we anticipate 2 to 3 days
okay.
completely marked the runway with nighttime openings. So after they leave the site, the paint is dry and they're going to be open for the night and then start getting.
And that's okay, even though it hasn't fully cured?
The paint itself does not need a whole lot of cure time. On a warm, sunny day, it's dry in 20 minutes.
So, one of the things, maybe this will take place on the May 18th, but do we know why this stuff came up? Is it not cured in time? Do the paint was put down?
We had a discussion with the contractor, with the manufacturer of the seal coat, to try to determine what caused this, whether it was cure time, whether it was the sealant was laid on too thick, whether the paint was laid on too thick. And the most logical explanation that we've come up with is that due to the 5-day closure period, we just didn't allow that sealant to cure fully. Right. So they want, I think it's 72 hours of painting on it within.
So we're not
going to
do that this year.
No, there's no more seal coating.
There is no more seal coating. We're just going back to 3 months.
There's none out there.
Oh, so I thought the seal coating came up in a lot of places.
As far as I have seen, it's just the paint. The seal coating is still intact. And from the photos that I had sent to the manufacturer, they concurred.
Okay. The other thing was that there was
well, one of the things out there, Dave, when they brought this up, and you weren't here at the time, is the seal coating, and Nick can speak more to this, it seeps into the pavement, and what's on the surface, when they put this down, they put it down with Black Beauty for it to get friction until it all cured and did its thing, and when we plow that, all that comes right off the top. Now, the pavement is still sealed, so it's just the very surface of it that's missing,
right.
Which was it was like planned obsolescence with that.
My notes from recollection were that when you inspected it, you actually saw pavement, not like the ceiling is kind of.
Well, there's parts where all the painting is, basically. It's removed seal coat because the seal coat never penetrated the previous paint markings. It sat on top of it. And that was another part of why. You know, you have let's say you put a sheet of glass down, your stuff's not going to penetrate it. And that's how the paint was acting, I believe. So when it all came off, what's exposed is the old markings on the runway. Good thing they're there, too, because we'd have no markings right now.
So the only seal coat that was being pulled up was that which was adhered to the new paint, which was adhered
correct.
To the old paint.
Right.
So we still have the seal coat.
No,
there's no more sealing to be done. If we do that, you'll get a nightmare of paint peeling up everywhere again. The asphalt is sealed right now.
All
right. It's just the top layer. Like I said, they planned it with the Black Beauty.
The purpose of the sealing is to preserve the bituminous material between the stones, not necessarily the stones.
No, I don't understand that.
Is it accurate to say, Nick, maybe that the only areas that are less sealed maybe on the exact location of the existing markings underneath where the penetrant didn't quite penetrate in?
Yes.
But we're not going to reseal the runway for old paint markings, blah, 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 blah. It's done. Sealing's done.
Right.
Repaint.
Right? Now, that being said, I did not see after, I think it was the second time we plowed, the markings really came up. But it's been, you know, the remainder of the winter and all the snow removal operations. So if there are areas of sealing that has peeled up and the old markings are exposed, that's something we should take a look at.
Well, it's the whole things like that.
Yeah, I just want to be sure.
And I had Dan, you drove it with me the other day, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's. You can see the everywhere out there. All you see are the old markings, pretty much. It's taken everything off.
So that's a conversation we'll have to have with the contractor.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we have this discussion here from now.
Well, I think with the, like we discussed, now that we've removed the sealant, when this all started happening, Nick said, well, have at it with the plowing this year and try to get everything off that you can. Because we determined that the paint was sticking to the sealant, and then the sealant was coming off.
Because it was stuck to the old paint.
Chris, that's exactly what I'm going to get at. When you say the sealant was coming off.
Just in the old paint areas. Just on the stripes and the dashes and the where the white stuff was.
Okay.
The black stuff all got sealed.
The old paint
right.
is already over top of other sealants.
Right, you had tarmac, old paint, sealant, new paint. New paint stuck to sealant, which didn't quite stick to old paint, so therefore that...
So what, let me finish what I was getting at here before I lose my train of thought. So we had, I don't think it was exactly how you said it, but it was pavement paint. There was no sealant on it before.
Right, pavement paint.
So it was pavement paint, and then it sealed over it. It sealed over it, and then they painted over that. So that's what all peeled off. So now that all that's peeled off, the benefit to this being peeled off and us postponing the second coat of paint till this spring is the paint will adhere to the existing paint that's out there. So we have a lot of confidence in the fact that when we paint, because you're just painting on paint, not sealant, that it will stay in place.
Dave, we evaluated whether or not we should be removing those markings beforehand, and the manufacturer of that P608 surface treatment has said that they have done it across the country in cold weather and warm weather. You spray the sealant right over the markings and it doesn't harm.
Okay, but isn't that exactly what is the problem, is that we sealed over top of paint, which has now come off?
Yes, and again,
so
I have not...
So, not going to happen again?
You're not sealing
because the sealant's gone from the top of the paint. So now you just paint, put paint on paint.
Just so my edification, this should not be called the seal and groove. This should be called the painting project, right?
Well, it's the whole project.
Right, right. But for what we're doing, we're painting. That's all we're doing.
Yes.
We're going to paint.
But again, I did not see the areas where the sealant peeled up on the old markings. I would like to see those very much. Do you have any pictures?
No.
Nickname was Snapshot when we were building.
Well, where the sealant is picked up off the old paint.
I'll look at
it's everywhere. It's gone. You see the old paint.
And also, Nick, on the verbal confirmation from DOT, New Hampshire DOT, when did they receive the actual request to sign up?
That was going to be one of my questions.
I did not remember the date.
Of last year, then?
March 11th of last year? No, this year.
No, this year.
Okay.
We had sent a draft last year.
Okay.
But NHDOT issued that guidance saying that due to the staffing need to just send finalized documents, don't send review sets.
Okay.
So we sent it.
We sent that somewhere around March 11th.
Yes.
Okay.
And Carol, I spoke to her a week or so later, and she did say that she received them. Everything is good to go. They just need to sign them and send them around.
Okay, and they're going to do that when? Do you know?
I do not.
Okay, hopefully between now and May.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wes?
On the schedule, I'm going to reposition my air. Is this going to be a weekday project or will it extend into a weekend?
At this point, there's no plan for weekend work.
Steve, do you still have a question?
Yes, please. When you were speaking of the sign earlier, you were talking about the whole short line
correct.
Sign.
Yes.
And we're moving 500 feet back where it should have been at that point.
I don't think it's 500.
No, it's 500 feet.
I think the taxiway is the runway
was
300.
Okay, 300.
Putting that sign in the middle of the runway?
It'll be, I believe, 250 feet, is it, off center line of the runway?
Well, it should be equivalent to the whole short
it'll
line.
Be
line. That's right.
The whole
okay,
short line.
Line.
On the
it's
going
to be moved to line up with the whole short line. However many feet that is.
Right. Well, the same distance back as when Ford.
Correct.
That's what I was going to
say. Yeah, that's the 250, right, Nick?
So you're saying that Carol has that where she's no longer understaffed for whatever reason, and this is going to happen in May, beginning of May. That sign, usable
yes.
for us.
And those precious
Is that the sign that's on order? Is that the sign that's on order?
Yes, okay. That is the sign that's on order.
So the question I have about that is the availability of the sign going to affect when, you know, the stripes can be moved?
We can install the relocated hole position marking, repanel the other signs, and then we'll just have to come back. And won't require a closure because we'll be outside of the safety area of the runway, but they will be in the taxiway safety area.
So the sign is on order?
The sign has been ordered.
And when will it, what's the lead time on that?
Did they give you a lead time?
No, I just know
that. I can give you that information.
They need to know that tomorrow. Well, actually, they need to know that we need it by like May 8th. So, you know, that's the point I was getting at before. Is it just get it done all at once?
Well, it sounds like you don't necessarily need it, though.
You can issue,
well, you don't need it, but why not get it all done?
I agree. I'm just saying we don't need to walk the horses necessarily for the sign.
We can just hold short without having that sign.
We can just note them that there's no sign.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Be safe. Yes.
Well, that'll be good.
Is it the concurring feeling that we should wait until we have the sign and delay the marking?
No.
Got it.
All right. Understood.
Most be last call.
Any other questions on the group two? Okay. The third project is the snow removal equipment purchase. When I prepared this last week, I gave Jeff Slade from Milton Cat a call. He said it's somewhere floating on the water in transit. Did not check in with him this week, but they should be receiving it on the 22nd and then upfitting it with the work area lights and retro reflective markings and things like that, and then delivering it to the airport. So sometime last week in April or early May. You guys should have any piece of equipment, which I would like to operate if they're giving demos. Mm. Never been.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
We'll have to think about that one.
I was going to sign up for that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Please let us know when it's actually.
Shipping to Wisconsin, they're still getting snow out there.
Mm. Actually, can we put a mower deck on it for Joe?
Yeah.
Multi-purpose. Huh?
There are a lot of attachments you can put on that middle blade. The underbody blade.
Imagine that if somebody saw us cutting grass with a grader.
Well, there's one thing I know, is the ground out there can handle it. Any other questions on the snow removal equipment? Okay, and the final project is the phase two of pavement reconstruction and maintenance. The pre-bid conference was conducted on March 20th to discuss project requirements with potential bidders. The public opening of bids was conducted on April 8th. Bids were read out loud and the apparent low bidder, Continental Paving, was announced. A grant application was prepared, executed by Gale and the Airport Authority, acting through Chris, and those were delivered to NHDOT on April 12th, which is the date that we had promised. Upon issuance of a grant to fund the work, we will prepare the owner contract to contract and circulate those, as well as issue the letter of recommendation to the board and notice to proceed. So, that being said, I did add in the financials here. The cost came in a little bit higher than we were anticipating, but we intend to award as much of the project as FAA is willing. So, again, all of it is contingent upon availability of discretionary funds. But even if the airport does not receive them, between state apportionments and the airport's non-primary entitlements, we can fund at least the base.
Yeah, because last month we kind of ballparked it at $3.2 million plus engineering. So is that 3.8? Is that kind of...
3.2 was the engineer's estimate, and then yes, so the bid actually came in a little bit higher than we anticipated, but adding in the engineer's cost resulted in 3.863.
Let me see a little higher than 3.2.
Do you know what the total bid amount was? 3.4.
I thought it was 3.4, yeah.
3.4 million.
That's That's 3.2. Now it's going to be 3.4.
Yes.
Is there any word on supplemental? You heard anything from FAA on any?
Still no word as recently as last week. There is a meeting happening at FAA headquarters this month. And then there is a large Southeast region conference in Florida where some FAA representatives believe there will be an announcement. That is taking place next week. So,
is that going to occur too late to fund this?
From what I understand, it is not too late. As long as the grant has not been issued, we can withdraw the application and receive a grant with something.
So when you submitted this paperwork to DOT, do they have any action that they're supposed to do to get back to us and prove anything at this point?
Nope. What they'll do from this point until May 1st, when the grant applications to the FAA are due, is prepare the state block grant with all of the projects in the state. So that's what they're pulling together.
Okay, so their next deadline, the effect of this is May 1st.
Correct. And then hopefully we get grants early this year. We're hoping for June, July. As opposed to September, in the case of the SRE grant.
Wes, you should say that I'm Wes Luke for the purposes of the recording. If the airport has to use their discretionary funds, and I gather they've gathered some discretionary funds in other airports, how much of the project will that cover?
Well, I believe the airport receives $150,000, and I think you mean the entitlements?
Yes,
the non-primary entitlements that this airport receives every year are a total of $150,000. They bought $150,000 from Dean Memorial up in Haverhill, New Hampshire. So that's $300,000, and then the FAA grants each state an apportionment based on the number of aircraft based in that state. And DOT in the past has used a good chunk of its funds. For example, the phase one pavement maintenance work was almost entirely apportionment and entitlements. There was no discretionary funds. Here, I think because of the supplemental program, there may be some additional discretionary funding that might bump that priority ranking of what they can fund down a little bit lower on the scale, which would pick up taxi loans. So, again, discretionary is not off the table, but it's going to be up to the accounting people in Washington.
Was that like a third of the project?
The base bid was $1.1 million. We believe that will cover the entitlements, and I don't want to speak for the state here. If they have apportionments available, we'll cover the base bid. And then if discretionary comes in, we can cover one, two, or three alternates as well. Any other questions? Okay. Let me just make sure there's nothing under general items.
Nope.
So that's the end of the engineer's report. Any questions on the report in its entirety? Okay. I will follow up with the authorities on the wait time on the signs and the concrete start date. And I'll send an email tomorrow with those follow up items.
So, committees, we have no committees on the board at the moment. The master plan committee wraps up recently. Old business, discuss and motion to approve the communication position and important environmental.
Oh, Farrell, we should discuss that in non-public because it's real estate.
Oh, indeed. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the
is a motion that needs to be made after it's discussed and you come out of non-public and go back into public, that's really
okay. So we discuss it in non-public and then
when you have to come back into public session to adjourn the meeting before adjournment.
Wes?
My question is merely discussing your contracting with the legal firm might not justify that public session. Discussing the actual lease does, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're really talking about creating an arrangement with a law firm, I don't think that...
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's... You know, we're not talking
about... We're not talking about the details of the lease. We're simply talking about an arrangement where we're engaged in a law firm to help us with the lease.
No, I said that because the document's a mixed document, and it has lease language in it that hasn't been agreed to yet,
you make the
and there's been no motion made.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Well, I guess it's another error on the side of making sure we're not... Yeah, okay, so the engagement letter you're saying, Chris, has language in it.
Was it in that same letter, or it's in that package? Right?
I'll read the letter. Just talk about the.
Well, we can still do the non-public and then come back to the public and do the motion.
We could do that, but also for sake of
cast these down.
I think we can speak generally about engaging with the importance of that.
Right. Yeah, there's no detail of what he's being discussed here. It's just simply.
I'm sorry, it was the second half of the package. Sorry.
Yeah, at least it's up. We're not going to bring that up. But this is basically engaging, allowing, making a motion to, really not a lot to discuss about either, hire these guys or we don't. We try and do it ourselves. That's kind of like
LegalZoom.
There's not a whole lot of wiggle room here. In that regard, and so basically I think all we need to do for this is simply agree, yes, we're going to hire the firm, Sheehan and Gordon, we're going to retain them to draft the lease between the Airport Authority and Southern New Hampshire University. That's all we're talking about in public session. The actual nitty-gritty of the lease, and yeah, that's going to be...
To see him, okay.
I've got a copy of the RSA 91-8:3 here, if there's any questions about it.
Thank you, Bill. How did I not know you didn't have that? Anyway, so basically, you read through the letter, I'm assuming it's a standard engagement letter from the law firm. Does anybody want to discuss? Yes, no. I would like to make a motion to approve retaining the law firm.
I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Is there a cap on here? I see the retainer.
No, there's no cap.
So there's no.
It's
the hourly billing rate.
Let's put it this way. This is not. I can tell you that. There should not be a lot. This is a relatively simple agreement, lease rather.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply an extension of the ground lease that they already have. So that I would be really, really, really surprised if it exceeded the $5,000.
Okay. Are they giving you some sort of I haven't read every letter of this letter, but. Any kind of shot clock on, hey, we've used this much, we're getting close.
No, I can tell you that there's already been a couple of drafts going back and forth. They're not worried.
So,
is there, being new to this process, is there any value or not in explaining why we go this route?
Well, we had kind of an informal discussion that we were hoping to use the city council to help us with this, and the workload in his office just didn't allow it. So
we want to protect our relationship with the university.
Oh, yeah. My concern was if we just kept waiting and waiting, they're going to say, We're all Manchester.
So I thought it might be useful for the record to explain why we're sharing this route for a fair season.
In the essence of time, where we essentially as a board reached an agreement in concept and terms on February 6th, we just need to get this thing done.
I'll second your motion.
Did we have an actual motion?
Well, the motion is to approve retaining Shaheen Gordon to draft and to assist in the lease between Southern University and the Air Force Authority.
In accordance with
their engagement letter
of April 3rd.
I would second that motion.
Okay, any further discussion? Just for the record, which pot of money are we taking the retainer out of?
The big one.
Marketing.
There's other places.
Okay, so we're going to come out. But you'll
figure that out. Okay.
Yeah, I think it has to come out to be expense in the appropriate expense line.
We're going to have to do something to move money around the market.
We didn't have the legal expense set up because we were doing business with Steve.
Right, but it'll show up as the appropriate expense. It's not going to show up as food and fun.
I mean, it would go under
popcorn for everybody.
Yeah, right. It would go under legal services, right? You'll just have a overrun in that line.
Right.
Exactly. Okay, do we have any further discussion on this? All those in favor to retain Shaheen Gordon for the terms in the cover letter here?
I could just make one more amendment to that motion that we also authorize Farrell to sign the document.
Okay, so the motion is to retain Shaheen Gordon per the letter that they sent to David, and to authorize myself to sign that agreement with Shaheen and Gordon to move forward on that. Second. Okay, any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So that motion carries. Take the black pen.
That's a little bit better.
Well, I'll sign that after adjournment then. New business, I guess we have no new business tonight. Mr. Leifried was unable to attend and introduce himself. Chris already discussed upcoming events. That brings us to public input. Going once, going twice. Okay, director's comments. I'll start with Joe.
Just happy Easter, happy Passover, whatever your labor is. About all I got, so enjoy.
Brian?
I'm all set.
Okay. So I'd like to add my thanks to the people who spent their time on the master plan update committee. There was a number of hours in the airport office over that, so thank you for those here and those who are not here. Appreciate all of that. That's all I have for now. David?
Nope, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. So, need a motion to adjourn the non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-8:3, Section 2A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the non-public session pursuant to RSA 91-8:3, subject to Section A, the dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee.
Okay. Discussion? Is this a roll call vote?
Chairman Woods?
Yay.
Director Duquette?
Yay.
Treasurer Heath?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yay.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
Yay. So, what's that move?